Freeman has sent a milk marketing order over to Pope Shoes. I think he's recommended to sign it. And our dairymen in Oklahoma are all very interested in having it signed.
No, he hadn't sent it over, and he knows we can't sign it. It raises the price of milk 2 cents a quart over the country, and it costs us about $200 million. And we have just argued it out with Wilbur and with Freeman and with the economic advisors and the budget and treasury. And I just told Wilbur the other day, one breath they're asking us to save $5 billion, next breath they're asking us to raise the price of milk to every kid 2 cents a quart. And I think if I started that kind of thing, God knows where it would end, Carl.
As I understand it, they've already raised it.
They have raised it, and they want me to come in and support it. And they have raised it in a few parts of the country, you see. They want me to come in and unload it on my lap. Just to have me either approve what they have done that will keep it in effect. It's not going to hold the way it is.
That's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, and they want me to come. They want me.
Of our dairymen in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, we have problems with their dairymen over the country. That's why I put in the import regulation, and I put it in and been a material assistance to them on that. But they've got this group of organizers now, and they moved in on the other. But first place, they haven't got the money. Second place, cost $200 million. Third place, it costs 2 cents a quart for everybody in the country. And God, I think it'd murder us.
Okay, well, I hope something can be done.
Well, I just finished putting in the import thing for them, and I think it helped them materially. I think all of them, they all said it would at least, to stop all these imports from coming in. That would improve things materially. But I seriously considered this one and put myself on the side of the farmer and sat down and had three or four hearings about it. But it just looked like to me if Congress wants to do it, it could do it. But I sure think it would kick off a series of price increases. Your price is going up like a house afire now. We're messing around on the tax bill and doing nothing. And I think you'll have a 4-5% price increase. I think you just really got inflation right around the corner, and we are divided, and we've got no program, and our folks just won't stay together, and it's just about as bad as it could be. Yes, it is, and they do nothing but bad mouth up there, and I think it. I don't know what we can do. I think the leader.
I've just been talking to some of the leaders of these groups. It's bad.
No, it's not going to. It's going to get worse. They've got their folks every day, and they come out and knock the hell out of us, and we don't ever answer. I just noticed this morning, Case of New Jersey, he hit us yesterday about what we had done about the cities. And I personally got on the phone and had to call two or three senators, Mansfield out of town, none of them do anything, and ask them if they wouldn't answer them, gave them the facts. And three-fourths of the Republicans voted against every measure, including poverty, education, everything that helped the cities, they voted against. And yet they're getting up blaming us. And not a damn Hugh Herman points it out. So today he gets up and said he misled on the Tonkin Gulf resolution. They didn't intend to do anything in Vietnam. And I had to call two or three, and Mansfield's out of town. And he didn't feel that way anyway, and I finally got a hold of Russell Long, and he said, well, get him some stuff, and he'll look at it. But as a party, we've got to either pull our belt up and get in there swinging. I got a call this morning. Somebody sent out a call, Mike Kerwin, to ask him to continue on as chairman of the committee on something, the campaign committee. I don't think that's a matter the president ought to get on. And they say McCormick and them are talking about it. I'd hope, by gosh, that if he doesn't feel like doing it, they wouldn't force him to. And you get some young, aggressive guy in there, get speakers out there and help shove these men. If we don't, we're all going to be in a minority. We just can't live in the past.
That's right.
Do you know what the pitch is there? That's this Carding's calling around wanting to get us to all call Mike and ask him to stay on.
I didn't know that.
He is, and I guess it's something I can't do anything about or shouldn't.
Roll with a punch on that if I were you.
I would. You and John know if he's going to get out, you ought to get you some young, aggressive fellow that's...
We'll talk to him and see whether he really means business or not. I don't think he does, because we've had this before.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, sir.